BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a good round of innuendo bingo with Josh and Max off of You, Me at 6. It's fair to say, Max got a lot wetter than Josh did, but then he was ill, so we let him off. Greg James is back on Real or No Real with more astonishing facts about the president of Turkmenistan. Chris isn't allowed to play at Wembley next week for the Radio 1 football team, so he plots revenge on Radio 1 Breakfast Show producer Matt Fincham, who said he couldn't do it in the first place. BBC Radio 1. I'm enjoying the slightly more chilled out vibe on the show today already. Yesterday was a great day, though. Thank you very much to everybody that listened to Radio 1's relationship transfer deadline day. A lot of people were doing the dumping. A lot of people were worried about being dumped. But if you did, it's out of the way now for Christmas and you can enjoy it. There's nothing worse than being dumped over Christmas. We had listeners on yesterday slightly worried that their partners weren't getting back to them by text. This was good.
Sophie, if you're listening, I love you. And I'm not actually planning to dump you today. I was just joking. I look forward to spending Christmas with you.
That was Cameron. She did get back to him in the end. Everything was fine.
It was just in time as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Can I just say, Jeff Brazier, off the hub, on the street, was amazing.
I never quite realised how funny he was.
He got properly into it. Our man on the streets of the UK on deadline day is TV's Jeff Brazier. Jeff!
Well, Scott, a.k.a. Millsy, a.k.a. Mills and Boone, on this wintry, tense afternoon, I'm still in the pub.
Such a legend.
He was great. Also, thanks very much to Gemma Kearney from being on the roof, Jess Wright collecting all your news over in the hub, and Chris Kamara. Cammy, what an absolute legend yesterday. Once again, got fully into it. And what about Caroline Flack?
Well, no movement at the moment on that one.
No movement at the moment, no?
No, that's unpredictable, that is, Jeff.
I think this was his finest moment. So first, let's talk about Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
I must have missed that one, Scott. When did that happen?
A while ago now. Jay-Z, like the world's most famous rapper, and Beyoncé, arguably the world's most famous pop star. Did you know they were together?
Like I said...
got a baby.
Did he get sent off?
Classic
Thank you
Cammy.
Very much to him as well yesterday.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
If you haven't got the podcast... You need to, because yesterday's show was, wow, it was a triumph. And we helped a lot of people out before Christmas as well.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday's must-watch video has a link to it on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. It's us getting ready for transfer deadline day. I'm the lead anchor. I love this video. Feel the love. On the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now, there's a direct link to it from the BBC Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1. Our relationship transfer deadline video is worth a watch.
I particularly like that we're dressed up, you know, very smart.
Yeah, I mean, we properly suited up.
And doing the voices for it. And
that's, you know, right. I miss doing the voices a little bit.
Yeah, it feels weird not having to do that now.
It does. And every time I cross over to somebody,
yeah,
it's just not as exciting today, you know?
We'll do it again.
1:45 today, this will be good. You, Me at 6 are playing Innuendo Bingo. Get ready to listen and watch.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's nearly time for Innuendo Bingo, so I can introduce Josh and Max from You, Me at 6. Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi, boys. You all right?
I'm ready for a tidal wave to come at me.
I'm anxious, yeah. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
No. There's no need to be anxious. It's going to be good. You know that we have been massive supporters of you guys for a long time. So I think the next step forward was Innuendo Bingo, you know?
Yes, no, it really is.
The natural step. Now, Josh, I know that you're not feeling that well today. Hopefully the plastic has perked you up a little bit.
Yeah,
you see around you now?
It's an interesting look, definitely.
How ill are you, out of interest? Because should he not have a sick note for this or call this one out?
I want him to get involved.
No, I will definitely get involved.
We'll make
definitely.
It rain.
Yeah. Is it the throat?
It's like just a bad flu, basically.
Oh, good. Excellent. Good.
Right. Just the man flu.
Just try not to pass it on.
So the fans are very excited about this, as you may have seen on Twitter. Awesome. Very excited. I mean, you're following in the footsteps of some of the greats. Ollie Murs.
Nice.
Sam Bailey of X Factor. Vanessa Feltz.
I heard Jared Butler did it.
Yeah, Jared Butler is...
He says one of my most favourite lines in a film ever, which is... what's that film he does?
Laura Biden Citizen. Yeah. It's going to get biblical.
No. It's about to get biblical. It's about to get biblical. Yeah,
it's what he said before this as well, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Did he actually?
I love you quoting Law Abiding Citizen. Okay, so you meet at six are going to play Inu and Bingo in a minute, so I suggest you get to a screen, whichever one you can, whether it's laptop, computer, or just your phone. You can use it, bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you go there, I will tell you when the cameras are on, and we will put Josh and Max in position. First of all, should we play your new song that's out now?
Please do.
Okay, then. What's it called?
It's called Fresh Start Fever.
By You Meet at Six.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's turn the cameras on so you can watch their lovely faces.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's a big build-up, isn't it?
That's huge.
I know. So it's Josh and Max from You Meet at Six playing today. Jane Swindon's very excited about this. So is Al, who's a big fan.
Al Murray?
No, just another Al.
Just another Al.
My daughter, Kelsey, is a huge fan. Can you say happy 14th birthday? She's at school, but she's listening.
Happy 14th birthday,
yeah.
Kelsey.
And also, Martin is watching for the first time today. If you've never watched Inu and Bingo before, make this your first time today. You can even watch it on your phone, anywhere that you can get a screen with the Radio 1 website on it. Okay, so despite a slight bit of illness, we are ploughing on with the game.
Hell yeah. Should I get some water out there?
Yeah, yeah. Get your waters out.
Get your water out.
We've established it's actually you, yeah. Me at Sickie right
yes,
now as
you,
well.
You, me and Sickie.
Yeah, that's right. Watch this, please. Let us know if you're watching. I might give you a shout out. Big shout out. Okay, so lots of water in your mouth, please. There is a bin, but that's mostly just a prop. Good luck, lad.
Mm.
And let's start with a warm-up from Come Dine With Me. Mm. Remember, if the water's going to come out of your mouth because you find the innuendo clip funny, don't hold your hands up. There's a no-hands rule. So Come Dine With Me. And this contestant seems very impressed by the unexpected extra he received during his meal.
The food was well executed, but it wasn't particularly difficult. And I did have a tea bag in the middle of my main course. So I think I'm going to give him a 7.
Okay. Chris has gone on a little bit already. Good work, Chris.
I did have a tea bag in the middle of my main course. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to give him a 7.
I think that deserves a 7. Thank you to Sarah. Max is really trying hard.
I don't think I'm playing this game properly because I just drank the water.
Mm. Oh, no, you've got to try to keep it in your mouth.
Yeah, keep it in your mouth.
There you go.
But don't really. Over to last week now on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And during the Bush Tucker trial, David Emmanuel is quite taken with Matthew Wright's technique. Here we go.
Matthew brought up the rear and he was screwing like a mad thing.
Yes. Oh. Yes, and we're off. Right. Alex in Hereford spotted that one.
Mate. Matthew brought up the rear and he was screwing like a mad thing.
Get the game now.
Oh, and it's tidal waves begun.
Okay, here we go. Lots more water, please.
Mm.
Tom and Shirley's watching. So is Mike in Glasgow. Rachel in Cardiff. A classic from the football now. And I'm not sure how this Leicester City player kept going with this happening.
And just a moment ago, superb piece of skill by Gray. He received a low cross from Lloyd Kerry with a man up his backside.
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going well. Who's wettest right now?
Yes, it is.
It's you, Max. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're looking great, though.
Mm. You look good.
Mm. Okay. It's Glenn Hoddle going on there. Mm.
You're one of those people who looks better wet.
That's a compliment.
I should be in a L'Oreal advert. I've been saying it for years.
I know what you mean, though. There are people that look better wet, and Max is definitely one of them.
Oh, out moist.
Mm. Okay, here we go, then. Loads more water, please, for this. Everybody get involved. Over to Escape to the Country next. And during a moment in the kitchen, a simple task suddenly becomes a two-woman job, as you're about to hear.
The lad is good.
Ah, Pete.
No, that's the wrong one. Oh, man. Hello? Operator error. Sorry, everybody. Obviously, that's making you laugh a lot. The water's coming out, so it's all good. Okay. So, yeah, over to Escape to the Country. A simple moment in the kitchen and a simple task becoming a two-woman job.
Right. I'll open the slits and you shove some parsley down. How's that? Don't be too delicate about it.
Oh, God!
Oh, Grant in Somerset and Carolyn both spotted that one. It was worth waiting for.
I'll open the slits and you shove some parsley down.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Well, there we go. What can I say about that?
Escape to the country, that, if you fancy watching it. And now, back to some sport. And we've got some commentary here on some intense action at last year's British Athletics Championships. Here we go.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Oh, the athletics.
She did not like that.
No,
did she?
It's one of my favourite clips, that.
Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Give it a grunt.
Dan in Manchester's watching. It's great to see Josh and Max getting soaked. Mm. And also Nicola in Southampton and Lizzie taking a break from uni in the library. Next, and they're watching. Our listener Steve in Stoke was watching this morning for the first time in a while yesterday. If you could refill with your waters, please. Mm. And couldn't believe the sort of things they do on This Morning these days. Listen to this.
You know, it makes it very palatable. Mm.
It's so smooth. You know, when you don't know whether it's actually gone in because it's so smooth.
Holly Willoughby sampling her guest's brew there, as it were.
You know, when you don't know whether it's actually gone in because it's so smooth.
And we're good? Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well held. Mm. Okay, you need new water or are you going to stay with what you got? Mm. All right. Our favourite now from last week. And it's over to Radio 2, Simon Mayo's Confessions. And the feature even more revealing than it normally is.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
<Mm-mm-mm-hmm>. She loves the cheese.
Don't get it.
Still had a bit, but
no, geez, okay, I'm not going to explain it to you. In fact, nobody is. Thank you.
Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
Now, Josh is so pure. So pure.
So innocent.
So innocent.
No clue.
Now, lots of you were watching Coronation Street on Monday and emailed me wondering if this was one from Mary. Cheers, mate. Ready? Right. Might not be one, but let's go.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers, lads.
Here we go.
In which case, I have no objection to a change in stylist. In fact, David has had his hands on my split ends on more than one occasion in the past.
I don't think it's... It's kind of one.
David has had his hands on my split ends on more than one occasion in the past.
Now, guys, you've been in a session with Zane Lowe before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to this. Get your waters out. Here we go. I bet when you room with Zane, he didn't ask you any questions like this.
It's a beautiful sound.
It's a wonderful
especially
sound.
Especially when you go down deep.
You've got quite a lot of bell on there.
Zane there talking to Foles.
You've got quite a lot of bell on there.
And now over to 60 Minute Makeover on Innuendo Bingo. Here we go. Water, please. And Linda Barker's very disappointed at what Peter Andre's been up to in the bedroom.
The lad is good.
Ah, Pete. I heard you were bashing my walls about.
Oh, Andre.
Linda Barker.
Was that his show? Oh.
Hello.
I heard you were bashing my walls about. Well.
Thank you, Paul and Claire, who emailed that one in. Water, please.
What is he like, eh?
No, no.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty man. Peter Andre.
Can I have another one, please? Yeah, I've right. seemed to spilt mine all over.
Max is all out. Charlotte in Oxford's watching, hello. Who else? Jay in Swindon, hello, hi. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I heard you were bashing my walls about.
Okay. Classic next. And this interview with the policewoman never gets any less surprising or old.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
That clip there about a police horse who works at pop concerts, of course. And finally, finally over to... Ready? Order, please. This is the last one, so make it a good one.
There we go.
Finally, over to DIY SOS.
Now, Roger's pressuring Tina to let him fix it today by pumping some of his special fluid into her pipes.
Everyone's getting involved at the end. Wow, that was good. Thanks, guys.
Oh, dear.
Thank you to Josh and Max from UMIT well 6. And that was a very well-played game today. I mean, it's been some great players lately, but that was awesome. Josh, I hope you feel better.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much. It's like, see, even though he's not well, still played in Uda Bingo. What a team player.
There you go.
Thank you very much, guys. See you soon. The Scott Mills Daily. You'll notice that recently I don't do Fridays. That's not true. I did last Friday. I'm not on tomorrow. Sorry, everybody. Right, this won't happen again after this, okay?
Promise?
I know, it's been happening a lot with the One Direction thing and all that. Tomorrow, it's my former flatmate's wedding. All weekend, it's making a big thing of it, stretching it out a little bit.
Well, and you've got to prepare for your speech, of course.
Yes, I do. I think I've nailed it this morning.
Got some jokes?
Yeah, I've got some. I've warned my flatmate, who is the groom, that there is some quite 70s humour in there.
Right.
There's a couple of great one-liners.
It's a gutsy move from you there.
Well, he said that was fine. I mean, there's stuff like the bride looks lovely in white, she'll blend in well with the kitchen,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you think this is going to go down well,
keeping it 70s. He says it well, and he says that even if no one else laughs, he'll be doing his laugh that he does when he watches You've Been Framed, which is this. Ha 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 ha, as people fall over in their weddings.
Okay.
So
I'm very excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it could be horribly misjudged, as most things are with him,
yeah,
but I'm going for it. I'm steaming right in. The Scott Mills Daily. So let's rewind back to the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning, Chris.
Oh, go on then.
So obviously, there's a football match, I believe, happening next week between the Radio Wanderers and the Ollie Hotmers team.
It's incredible.
So it's the Radio 1 team versus Mers' team. It's a rematch.
But it's not just any old match, is it? It's at Wembley.
Mm.
You know, and any football fan, that's always the dream. You know, and I get why they want celebrities on it. Honestly, I do.
Mm.
I'm just a little bit disappointed because I think everyone here knows that I would like to play.
Yeah.
I might not be as good as Mark Wright, who I was cruelly dumped for.
Yeah, they binned you off, didn't they, for Mark Wright? Let's go back. If you didn't hear this morning, let's go back in time to Grimmy's show this morning. And Chris doing his expert, tired voice.
Can I just point out that playing at Wembley is every guy's dream?
Hello. Every guy's
it's
dream.
It's a big deal.
And I just say,
it's a big deal, Scott.
Listen to you pouring your heart out.
I suppose whilst you're all there, know that I would have given everything. I would have given my all.
I love it when you get all emotional. It's like, had you been drinking at this point?
No, this morning.
I don't know. It's normally that's what you get like after a couple. I thought this was particularly cruel while you were there on the line.
I'm going to now introduce to the world the man that is going to be replacing you. I wanted to have somebody on the show and on the team that could be sort of Ronaldo-esque, Beckham-esque. I want an international star player. Less Phil Neville, more David Beckham.
Yeah.
No offence, Chris.
No, crack on.
AKA Phil. So, on line two, our new star player for the Radio Wanderers representing us at Wembley, he's my Beckham. Mark Wright, good morning.
Morning, Grimmy, how are you?
Good morning, Golden Balls.
Oh, wow. So it's Mark Wright now, not you.
Yeah. I mean, isn't the name?
I hope he
of the
brings
team.
The club classics. Whoa, it's Mark Wright here! Mark Wright coming up, more hits from the 80s. All right, ladies, grab your airbrushes. It's 1 o'clock.
Exactly. I mean, that's half the point, is it not? That I mean, if we're going to bin off a member of the Radio 1 football team, why?
There's someone from Hart.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's an odd move.
It's an interesting
from the
move.
Gaffer. I know lots of people would agree with it because I'm sure loads of people would love to play at Wembley. I'm sorry to moan.
I understand.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And then this happened.
I'm going to find each one of you and your team over the next few months. I'm not going to say when or where, but I will get my revenge for this.
Okay, that's why you're not playing at Wembley. You're unstable. Goodbye.
Okay, unstable. What are you saying about Grimmy, though, for doing this?
This is it. If this is the route they want to go down, fine. I'm massively disappointed.
Grimmy.
I will make it my mission to find each one. The thing is with Grimmy, I expected more of him because I would have thought Grimmy is someone who
like, would look out for me here a little bit.
Well, you can tell him yourself. Hi, Grimmy.
Oh, hi, Scott Mills.
Okay.
Hi, Chris Stark.
Hi, Grimmy.
How are you?
This is awkward, isn't it?
I'm a bit disappointed, not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I had to make a decision because I wanted you to play for the Radio Wanderers. And I had an influx of texts and tweets saying that when Ollie Murs was on the Scott Mills radio program, you were like, I'll play for Ollie's team. So is that true or is that not true?
Well, it's because I was being told that I may well be off for the Radio Wanderers. Well, that was the big rumor.
Did I tell you that? Or was, well, do you believe rumors or do you believe me, your old gaffer?
Nick, I would have given everything.
So, I mean, if Fergie heard that Paul Scholes was saying, I might join City.
It's good knowledge from you, though. I must say, I'm very impressed with the amount you've learned.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm a serious gaffer.
Are you reading this?
No, I know about football. I watched a film about it on Sunday.
My favourite the other day was your trail. It was like, and tomorrow on the show, Amir Khan. He's a boxer. That was brilliant.
Nick, you're a powerful man now. And I think the thing is I am disappointed, but I will now concentrate all my energy, if I cannot play for the Radio Wanderers, on finding a way to seek revenge on each one of you and your team.
Mm. Well, that seems insane, but I thought maybe you could be involved in a different way. I watched this movie, which we were talking about this morning, which Beckham was saying that he loved football so much that he, when he was, you know, at United, he didn't get a game, he was happy to pick up the old players' dirty underwear and put it in the wash bag or do anything at that club. So I was thinking maybe you could be that role, you know.
Picking up people's underwear.
Grimmy, do you know what? If it's
collecting Rex 3-2s, Long Johns.
But if it's on the pitch at Wembley, that would be an honour for me.
Exactly, Or I'm thinking something that you suggested this morning, streaker, an essential part of any football match. We've not seen that since early 90s.
Yeah. And will I be involved in this match in any way?
Well, I thought, Scott, because of your unbelievable football knowledge, I'd make you, and, you know, your show, of course, is the home of football.
That's
on
right.
Radio 1. I thought maybe what we could get you to do, because of all your great knowledge, is be the official commentator of the match.
No way.
Yeah, so I thought what we'd do is we're going to do the show from Wembley. We're going to have all the players there. Sorry, Chris Stark. And then from 9 o'clock, we are going to have the full match in full from 9 until 10, Radio Wanderers versus Tottenham Hotspurs. So you could commentate. You know everything about football, right?
Oh, my God, this is like a childhood dream for me.
It'd be like Five Live.
Ironic.
Thank you so much. Of course I'll be happy to commentate. Are we actually blaming Matt Fincham for all this? I think we are.
I'm blaming them all. Me into this.
I know.
Wanted Chris Stark. Fincham was like, no, Chris Stark.
Well, we'll deal with him.
We'll deal with him. In fact, we've got some ways to deal with him coming up after half two, I believe, Chris, right?
Okay, I've been thinking.
It's all him.
I know it is. Really. You just do what he says. I know that. You're just a puppet for him.
I'm just a puppet, exactly.
I know that.
I love Starkey.
Okay, listen, I got to go, but listen after 2:30 because there's going to be some good stuff happening around Fincham. Okay. Thank you very much for the invite.
Mainly Fincham. I know. Not me.
Thank you so much for the invite. I will be there next week. Okay, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, who's feeling Christmassy? Hands up.
Yes.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Yeah, everyone is. You doing your tree on Sunday?
Tree days on.
Yeah.
Going to be my first time sort of getting a tree and all that.
You going real or fake?
I don't really know. I mean, I guess probably I'd like to aim for real if possible.
Oh, I wouldn't.
But you're telling me it's going to be impossible to carry.
You're going to have to get it in there, aren't you?
But also what I'm trying to explain to you is not everyone has a giant tree in their room. It's, you know,
also, you might want to check with the landlord because I'm not sure that he would... I don't know, some people just don't. They're not cool with the real
landlords
trees.
Landlords aren't cool with Christmas trees.
No, not the real ones. The real ones, you have to get the fake one. And also, you got the mice still, haven't you?
What?
Has the landlord sorted that out yet? The mice?
Kind of.
Right.
They found some gaping holes down the back of one of the wardrobes, which they think might be the cause.
Yeah, the thing is, mice, they live, and they love, if they can, to live in pine needles.
Do they?
So, like, you want to be careful about getting a real one, if I was you.
Right.
Just saying. The Scott Mills Daily. So, you heard what happened this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Chris was cruelly binned off the Radio 1 Wanderers football team at Wembley next week.
I'm going to find each one of you and your team over the next few months
I'm not going to say when or where, but I will get my revenge for this.
OK, that's why you're not playing at Wembley. You're unstable. Goodbye.
Mm. So, obviously, Chris isn't taking it that well, what with it being his childhood dream and all that.
Few people have been tweeting me ideas that I can do to get revenge. I think leave Grimmy for another day.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get his turn.
He'll get his turn, trust me. He'll get his turn. But I think something epic for Grimmy, maybe not so immediate for
him. He went, like, it needs to be when he's least expecting it, do you know what I mean? And actually, he's not the root of the problem here, is
but
it?
You know what, there's a team of people. No, he's a vent dummy. He's, you know what I mean? You know the person pulling the strings there?
Yeah, I do.
The producer of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show is a guy called Matt Fincham.
You might have heard him on the air sometimes. Well,
and I mean, you went through a large spell of annoying him at one point. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we did a thing called We're Annoying Matt Fincham. That was a while ago now.
And at the time, I used to enjoy it, but I used to every now and then feel sorry for him. Not really anymore.
No need for that.
You know, he's an interesting character at the best of times, but he's the one behind this. Mm. So I've been thinking to myself what I can do, you know, just to make me feel slightly better in the short term.
Mm.
Well, I've got a couple of ideas that I'd like to try out, and I thought we could just do the inquiries live on air.
All right, then.
Let everyone join in.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you have this because, this is not my beef, do you know what I mean? But I'll be happy to go along with whatever you want because I feel it is a bit unfair.
Okay, I've written this number.
You want to ring this number?
Call this number. Mm-hmm. I thought we could send him something to start with. All ideas welcome, by the way.
81199, tweet at BBCR1. All right, I don't know what this is, but...
Hello, Occasion Cakes.
Hello there. I was looking to get a square cake with a message printed on the top of it. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Could I tell you the message and then, I don't know if you want to write it down or anything.
Right, well, what size cake do you need? Do you need a large cake or a small cake?
I was looking to get like a large chocolate cake.
Right, well, we do a 9-inch, you get 20 pieces, a 12-inch, you get 40 pieces, a 15-inch, you get 75.
I reckon 15-inch.
Right, the 15-inch, right. And then what type of message would you like going on top of it?
Can I read it to you?
Yeah.
Have you got a pen?
Right, go on.
I know I'm not the best player in the world.
Yep.
But you've replaced me with Mark Wright.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking maybe 3 exclamation marks after that.
Okay. Do you want anything else on the cake or just that? Would you...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to do a slightly longer message if possible.
Right.
I know you are responsible.
Yeah.
Grimmy is only a puppet.
Ooh, sorry?
Grimmy. G-R-I.
Yeah.
M-M.
Yeah.
Why? Just who'd Grimmy?
He's only a puppet.
Maybe underneath that with slightly larger writing. Can you just write, maybe caps locks actually, Fincham, which is F-I-N-C-H-A-M.
Yeah.
You're a salad.
You're a salad.
Yes, please. Could you read that back to me?
Right. I know I'm not the best player in the world. I've not put the in the world. But you've replaced me with Mark Wright and then 3 exclamation marks.
Yes, please.
I know you are responsible, Grimmy is only a puppet. And then Fincham, you're a salad in capital letters.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then do you do special requests on delivery? I'm just wondering if I can give some instructions for when it's delivered.
No, she doesn't deliver, sorry. We do up to 150 cakes a week, so...
Sure. Sorry, no, because I was hoping that when he'd read it, someone could just kind of put it in his face, but it sounds like that's not going to be possible.
No.
Okay. Okay, can I think about this then and get back to you?
You can.
Cheers. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye then.
Oh!
That's frustrating.
That's annoying because she wrote the whole thing down. She took the message... but they don't deliver.
The other idea I've written down, I think, is better. And...
Okay.
do it now, or...?
Okay, well, I'm going to play Vampire Weekend. Is it? Does it involve another phone call?
Yes, but I think this one, if it works, could be brilliant.
Okay. That is a shame about the cake, though. I was looking forward to that in his face. The Scott
Mills Daily. Fincham, you're a salad.
Oh, we can't see him. He's normally, we can see him at his desk from where we sit in the studio.
I sort of wanted him to be looking over with his disapproving face. Mm. You know the face that everyone says looks like Arthur Christmas?
Smug face.
Fincham, you're a salad.
Oh. I think this next idea, if it works, is better.
Okay, so this is all because Matt Fincham has decided that Chris can't play on the Radio 1 football team at Wembley next week, which is every football fan's dream to be able to go on the pitch at Wembley.
Well, I mean, it's Grimmie's name above the door, but...
Okay, what have you got?
Fincham's here. Call this.
Call it? Okay. Gutted about the cake not working.
I think this is better.
Oh, no, I don't want to know. Okay, right, just... Let me just hear it as you do it.
Hello, is that Steve's Horse Manure?
Yeah.
Hello there. I was looking about getting a large quantity of horse manure delivered. Is that possible?
Okay. What, as in quantity, large-wise, are you talking?
I've never really ordered this much before. I was looking to get about a ton.
Right, okay. Is that I'd do it on sort of cubic metre basis rather than a ton. A ton would probably work out to be... it's about a cubic metre, about 1.5 cubic metres.
Okay. What would be the largest amount that you could deliver?
The largest amount I could do would be 2 tonnes, which is 3 cubic metres.
Cool. Well, yeah, maybe 1.5 to 2 tonnes might actually be good for this. Can you drop all of this manure in one place? It's a present for a friend of mine.
Right.
And
a present?
yes. And I'd ideally like it to be delivered to his front door.
Right, okay. How will it work payment-wise?
I'm more than happy to pay up front or meet you there with cash. The most important thing is I just want him to wake up, open his front door, and there'd be 2 tonnes of horse manure outside.
Right, what's he using it for?
I don't know, he's very posh, he's got a very big garden, and I suppose he can do with it what he likes.
Right, okay.
I must point out, he is a friend. His name's Matt Fincham, he'll love it.
Yeah, okay, I have had a call in the past where I've delivered and dropped it off, and it's someone just doing it as a joke for a friend, but...
No, it's no joke. So 2 tonnes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, if I can give you his address, that will all be fine. And then can you do quite a specific time? I'd be quite keen that he's not actually, maybe when he's asleep.
Right, okay.
He will like this. It is what he wants.
Okay.
It's certainly what he deserves.
Right, well, okay, I'm not quite getting it, but...
Can you do 2 trips throughout the night if I was to pay maybe double the amount? So we're talking 4 tonnes of horse manure delivered in 2 separate deliveries throughout the night. And then when he wakes up, there'd be a sort of a mountain of it.
Potentially, yeah.
Or have you got a mate with a lorry that might be able to deliver, I don't know, shuttle runs, I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, I could certainly do 2 loads. Trying the best way of doing it. Yeah, I can do 2 loads, but I need to have payment up front for it.
I'll pay... money won't be an issue in this instance.
Okay.
I'm just very keen for this delivery to happen. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Can I get hold of his address and I'll get back to you on that?
Yeah, that's fine. No worries.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. So don't mess about with you, eh?
Is he gone?
That's the one,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, that is... that's ultimate, isn't it? It's up there, that is.
4 tonnes.
4 tonnes is a lot.
Where are they getting all that from?
I don't know. From a lot of horses'
questions
bottoms.
Questions I need to ask.
That's going to...
Where does he store it?
I don't know.
He's got all the tonnes of horse poo.
That's a lot of plop, isn't it? Like, that's going to go way above the door. No, it's going to go. That's going to go like to the top of the house, of his four-story house, isn't it?
Yeah.
All like probably up to like the roof.
Yeah.
I like it that Grimmy got hooed, by the way, by the lady in the cake shop earlier.
Grimmy is only a puppet.
Ooh, sorry.
Ooh, sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was intrigued by something that I've seen you've been sent. And I don't know if you've... Because you get sent a few things every now and then, and I just... I saw this one, and then I picked it up and started looking at it, and I was interested in it, because it looks to me... And I wanted to know the backstory with kind of who sent it, and ideally why, but it looks to be the most passive-aggressive insult I've ever seen.
It's very insulting. It was addressed to me specifically here at BBC Radio 1. I opened it yesterday, and I am actually quite offended, I think.
Well, so, who's it from?
Okay, it's from a listener, I think, who just called herself Rita, I think it said the name was. And it's, you know, a book that you can order... From any online place, but that maybe a lot of people will be ordering from at this time of year.
But the thing is, at first glance, you kind of go, "Oh, that's very nice. She's sent in a book."
And then you read what it's called, and then the little subtitle underneath it, and I'm offended. I'll go as far as to say that. Yeah. So I opened it up from like a little jiffy bag. It says, "Book falls out. Are you chasing rainbows? A personal and practical insight into emotional maturity and why adults sometimes behave like children."
Someone sent it
sent to me. About, like, no, like, letter to go with it, no explanation.
But it's like they've
just
spent
the receipt.
Money on it.
They've spent money on it. It's, I believe, £10. So thanks for that, Rita, whoever you are. Oh, no, £11.99 I've just seen. Tell the difference between childlike and childish behaviour in yourself and others. Understand what leads to the sayings "grow up" and "at your age." Stop old and unhelpful behaviour patterns.
This is genius.
And know why EQ, emotional intelligence, is not the same as IQ.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at an adult and thought, "Oh, grow up"? Why do adults sometimes behave like children? What do they gain from doing so?
I don't think I've ever been insulted.
What can they do about
with a
it?
Present?
No, I've never been insulted like that before with a present. It's amazing. It's a new one. Fair play to you, Rita. Well, their name's Rita as well. It's not Rita Ora, is it?
It could be. It's got to be someone that doesn't like you. Does Rita Ora not like you?
No, I think so. I think we're cool. Anyway, thanks for ever sending it in. It's really.
I think it's genius.
Really offended me. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily. Right, so it's time for Greg James playing Real or No Real. Big show today, Greg?
Big. Yeah. Actually, Russell Brand on today after 5.
Oh, yeah. Just drop that one in, why don't you? Yeah, Russell Brand, 5 o'clock on Greg's show. He's on in less than 50 minutes. What about these, though?
Paddy McGuinness's cat is called Fiancé Knowles.
He is one for a pun, Paddy, isn't he?
It does sound like the sort of thing he'd do.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? But it's the sort of thing that I think he's very, very proud of.
I mean,
it's not a particularly good. Was it a cat, did you say?
Yeah.
It's not a particularly good cat pun, is it?
Well, it's not. I mean, it is pretty good, but I imagine every time someone comes around to his house, he goes,
"Fiancé!
Guess what it's called?
Yeah.
Fiancé!
Fiancé.
It's like Katy Perry's cat. Katy Perry's cat is called Kitty Puri, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Kitty Puri.
Kitty Puri.
So she's done a pun there on her own name.
Greg, have you got any pets?
Big up yourself.
I haven't actually. I can barely look after myself.
No, yeah.
I don't think it's fair.
I can't imagine you. You're not a pet person.
Well, I don't think it's fair at the minute. I'd love to have a dog or something, but I just think it's fair on it.
No, you'd never feed it.
Well, it needs to have its full attention.
Mm.
It needs to have full attention.
Not got a fish or anything, no?
Mm. No.
Not keen.
There's no point, is there? Have you?
No, just mice.
pet mice. I've got pet mice and a mouse infestation.
I've got a mouse infestation. Does that count? I mean, I suppose it's temporary pets.
They're your pets now, aren't they?
It's weird when someone has a pet that's like a rat that is unwanted by most people. Yeah. And some people go, "Oh yeah, I bought one." What? There's loads everywhere.
Yeah. You need to get that sorted, Chris. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Mm.
So...
genuinely concerned. Aren't you?
So is Paddy McGuinness's cat called Fiancé Knowles? You'd think he would get all the puns out the way in the TV show Take Me Out. You won't think he would do it at home as well.
I'm going to go real.
Yeah, and you know at home he's doing, you know, let the something see the something with every possible, opening the fridge, whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
It will be.
Let the eyes see the food. Yeah. That isn't even one paddy.
Yeah.
No.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh, caught you out that one. And what about this real or no real fact?
In 2002, the president of Turkmenistan renamed the month of April after his mother.
Now, we've had loads of these about the president of Turkmenistan. Some real, some not real, but all equally weird. And why not? Because he sounds like a dude.
Do we know what his mother's called?
No.
Ah. That would... Well, if it was May, that would sort of work anyway, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. It would be very confusing.
Do you remember, this is the same president of Turkmenistan that that actually banned miming at pop concerts because it annoyed him, and also banned newsreaders on telly from wearing makeup just because he felt like it.
But you said he changed the name of the month of April.
Yeah. Oh, did
not
he?
May.
Oh,
if he changed the month of April to May, then it would just be...
Well, if his mum's called April...
Did you listen to the facts?
Sorry, if his
In 2002, the president of Turkmenistan renamed the month of April after his mother.
Yeah.
If I was the president, I would rename April to May. So you had two Mays, just to confuse everybody. Yeah. If he really wants to mess with people, that's what he should do.
He's just got a lot of free time and he just does what he wants. So why not? Real or no real?
He's done it before. I'm going to say real.
He's done it before. He'll do it again. It's also real, I reckon.
That one is real.
Yeah, wow. Just change the name of it.
Do you know the name of the mother?
The mother is called Gurban Sultan. So that is the new name for April over in Turkmenistan, everybody.
Gurban Sultan Falls.
Gurban Sultan. Just because he wants to and can. Next.
Jack Whitehall is second cousins with David Dickinson.
Now, I've heard this before.
What?
But I don't know if this is true or not. I can't remember if it is true. Is it? What? It might be a joke that he's done.
I mean, they're a very different shade.
Yeah.
But you, generally, I think you can find connections between anyone. You'd be surprised who you're connected to. Through cousins, cousins, cousins.
Aren't you connected to Emma Bunton?
Kind of. And I can't quite remember how it is. It's like cousins, cousin, yeah. Something like that. Emma Bunton.
And then he did.
Which is fantastic.
Was
it fantastic?
Well, it's not fantastic. It's great knowing that, you know, those are the kind of genes we're dealing with here for me. You know, that's, you know, but obviously.
Very, very watered down. Mm. Very diluted.
Thing is, Greg, I'll let you into a little secret. When when Emma Bunton was first out, Chris did fancy her quite a lot. And then obviously later on found out that she may be a family member, which may...
Yeah, but that, you know, what is it? Second cousins?
That's allowed.
Well, we've had that.
That is allowed.
Look how quick you are to jump to the defence.
Sorry, I just know that.
It's allowed.
Exactly.
Look, don't suppress those feelings you have those feelings for Bunton.
He does.
Anyway. A long-time partner might have something to say about it.
Long time ago.
Like it was a long time ago.
Runs deep though, doesn't it?
Jack Whitehall and David Dickinson Tans, are second cousin.
He's from that show where they really creepily give out money for stuff.
Dickinson's real deals.
Always feels really underhand, that show.
You know what we love about that? It's the people creeping around in the background, looking, peering through the wall with the holes in the wall.
I really want to go and watch money change hands.
It's really quite seedy how it's done, actually. It's like walls in the background, they're doing their dealings, and there's people just looking through, through the gaps in the wall.
My favourite guy is the guy sort of, I don't know if he's still on, but he was sort of dressed as Aladdin. Remember that guy?
He used to go,
I would give you £40 for this clock. No, make it 55. That guy. He was my favourite.
He was great. And there's all these people just peering through.
Yeah, in a kind of dirty way.
Yeah, it's like when you listen to that Lady Gaga song.
With the little holes. Grotty, innit? It's proper grubby.
Who goes to watch that?
It's grubby. It is grubby, though.
Should we go and watch one of them?
Dickinson's grubby real deals.
Why don't we go and watch one of them being made?
I'd like that very much. We can be the ones peering through the small holes.
Dickinson's underhand deals.
Wearing masks, peering in through the walls.
Look at them changing money.
We should all go wearing David Dickinson masks and peering from behind.
But are Jack Whitehall and David Dickinson related?
Well, I don't know. I think it's real. I'm going to say real. That's my gut.
We can't do the same answer on everything, or this game doesn't work, so I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yeah. Yes, they are. It's a bit like when I found out that I was distantly related to June Brown, TV's Dot Cotton.
You know, but I can see that.
Thank you. The really long fags.
It's the Cruella de Vil cigarettes. And your diva-ish attitude.
And next...
And the laundrette.
And the what?
And your love for laundrettes.
No, I only take them into service washers. Don't actually stay there.
I had to go to the laundrette today.
Oh, bless you.
To do to drop off my clothes for something.
Is that a service washer?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it's
doesn't stay.
It was kind of new to me, this idea, but yes, the clothes.
What, washing clothes?
The clothes that are used on Innuendo Bingo about once every 2 months get dropped off at the laundrette.
It was only a couple of years ago I first introduced him to the world of the service wash.
Oh, wow.
He was blown away by
you
it.
Literally, what it's you like, do is...
Scott, you take your clothes there in a bin bag and then they come back and they wash them all.
Mm. I've got a hold all for it now, but I turn up with the hold all, I give her that and they come back.
Hold all.
He literally so loves it.
What were you going to call it? A sports bag?
Well, I think... Do they also, depending on the class of the place, do they pay your socks up?
It's all folded and everything. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
It's a good one.
That's good.
Next.
According to her Twitter feed, loose woman Jane McDonald has, for the past 36 hours, had hiccups.
Now, she might never lose those. It does happen to people.
I know.
But they have hiccups for life.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It does. Look it up.
Because that's always the fear when you have them. There's no...
Oh, it's like they're never going to go.
Can you make that into a positive and get in the Guinness Book of Records for it?
I think so. But there was a worry for a while. Do you remember that Professor Green had it and he didn't think it were going to go? Because they had it for about 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I mean, it's not... imagine actually having hiccups for the rest of your life. It's no laughing matter.
No. I mean, for everyone else, it is, but...
Mm. I mean, it is, yeah, but, yeah. Like, that's awful, because you don't know when they're going to come, do you?
Oh, hiccups, aren't they a bit who? I mean,
they're not who. I've not had them for a while, though.
I have hiccups quite often.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Are they still on?
Hiccups are still a thing,
is
there
something you can do to induce them? Like, can you make yourself have hiccups? Like, what is it?
I think you have to, like... You know, like, when goldfish do this... I'm taking too much... I'm taking too much air.
I wish everyone could see that.
When you're taking too much air, I think you can actually make yourself have them.
That demonstration again, please.
Perhaps the greatest video that would ever be made.
Do it again.
It's that. So, and then that's how you get them, I think. I don't know if that's the case for Jane McDonald, but has she had hiccups for the last 48 hours?
Well, I don't even know. I would say, have you got them now?
I don't know. Wait. No, it's fine. No, see, I can't even make myself have them now.
You sounded like Stacey Solomon there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so real or no real, please?
I think that's
original fact.
Probably real. Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No, she's absolutely fine, everybody that's worried.
I wonder how many people listening to this tried to give themselves hiccups just then. I reckon everyone.
I'd be interested to know.
It's a great video when you try, however you do it. It's like a selfie video of you trying to make yourself have hiccups. It could be the new thing.
One of the lowest moments in your life can be trying to get rid of hiccups on your own. I've been in my flat before.
Scare yourself.
Trying to get rid of hiccups, sort of like bent double over, trying to get water.
You'll try everything, won't you? You'll try absolutely anything.
Upside down against a wall.
Yeah.
People like, hold your breath, stand on one leg, drink some water, like reverse out the cup.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
It's really dark, that is. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Is that it?
20 apiece.
A piece.
20 apiece. That's like the laundrette.
Thanks, Greg. The Scott Mills Daily. So that is Thursday's show. I'm not here tomorrow. I know, sorry about me and my Friday thing, but it's the ex-flatmate's wedding. You know how it is, best man. Right, so good. I'm back on Monday, 1 till 4 on Radio 1. Join me then. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.